Here's a story from The World.
Denmark is home to around 35,000 Syrians. Most of them fled the war in Syria over the past 10 years. But now the Danish government is telling some of them to go back. Denmark has become the first country in the European Union to remove residency status from Syrian asylum seekers. Denmark says that Damascus and the surrounding regions near Syria's capital are once again safe. As The World's Europe correspondent Orla Barry reports, human rights groups are widely condemning Denmark's move.
Asmal Nathur first got an inkling she might have to go back to Syria last November. Al Nathur, who lives in Denmark with her husband and two sons, was being interviewed by the Danish immigration authorities. Officials told her that Damascus was safe and that Syrians could soon go back home. A few weeks later, Al Nathur says her husband had a stroke. She says the stroke must have been caused by stress, brought on by the thought that they would be sent back to Syria. In February, the couple got an email confirming their fears. Their residency status was being revoked. Al Nathur tells me the Danish authorities are effectively sending them to their graves. The family fled Syria in 2014. Asma was a secondary school teacher. Omar, her husband, worked for the Ministry of Agriculture. When their house in Daraa province was bombed, the family moved to Yarmouk camp in Damascus. Not long after that, Al Nathur says, they decided they had to flee because their eldest son would be drafted into Assad's military. The family left Syria, travelled through Algeria and Libya, and then took a boat to Italy. The journey took 2 months, and at one point, Al Nathur says, they were kidnapped by smugglers and all their money was taken. When they arrived in Denmark, they had almost nothing, she says. But the Danish people were welcoming, Al Nathur tells me. And slowly, the family started to build a life for themselves there. They opened a store, and Al Nathur began studying for a Danish high school degree. Now everything has come to a standstill. The Al Nathurs are among hundreds of Syrians facing deportation. Her two sons, now 20 and 24, have been told they can stay in Denmark. Sarah Kayali, Syrian researcher with Human Rights Watch, says families are being torn apart by this policy.
There are families where the father or the mother have been told that their status has been revoked, but where the children's status remains. And there are other cases where the child's status has been revoked, but the parent's status has not been revoked. I mean, how would you send a 3-year-old child back without their parent?
The Danish government based their decision on a report by the country's immigration service. The document cites the findings of 12 experts, but 11 of those experts have since denounced the report. One of them is Sarah Kayali.
When I was interviewed, I thought I had made it very clear that there were still threats of arbitrary detention, mistreatment, serious violations of property rights, seriously catastrophic humanitarian conditions, and all of that does not appear in the conclusions of the report.
The only expert involved not to reject the report is a general in the Syrian military. The Danish government's decision is no surprise to migration expert Martin Lemberg-Petersen. He's with the University of Copenhagen.
I think that the current government is so focused on placating and accommodating the far-right parties in Denmark that it has a very hard time backtracking on any of this. If anything, I would actually expect it to double down on these efforts.
Government spokesman Rasmus Stocklund was unapologetic about the decision in a recent interview with the BBC.
If there's a reason for them to get asylum, they would get asylum. We just also say to people who's here already, if you came from the Damascus region, now it is safe for you to go back.
Denmark has a relatively small number of refugees in comparison with other EU countries. Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen says her goal is to have zero asylum seekers. And many Danes are bothered by that. Last week saw hundreds of Danish nationals join Syrians in a protest outside of Parliament in Copenhagen. The Danish government's official stance is that Damascus is a safe place, but Denmark cannot forcibly deport Syrians back to Syria because the authorities have no diplomatic ties with the Assad regime. Instead, Syrians are being sent to deportation centres around Denmark. Human rights groups say these facilities are among the worst in Europe. Migration professor Martin Lemberg-Petersen says there's a reason conditions are so bad.
these camps are designed explicitly by the ministries to be unbearable, to conduce and induce a will to return. Actually, there's no empirical data supporting that people actually return because of it, but there's a lot of data to show that they break down and have severe psychosocial trauma because of these conditions in the camps.
Lembre Petersen says hundreds have walked out of the camps and no one knows where they've ended up. Asmal Nathur tells me she's terrified of being sent there, but she really dreads having to go back to Damascus. Al-Nathur says she fears that she and her husband will be investigated, possibly jailed, and that their sons will be forced to join the Syrian army. For now, Al-Nathur is pinning her hopes on one date, May 21st. This is the day the family will appear in a Danish court to appeal their case. Whatever happens, she says, they will not go back to Syria, at least not willingly. For The World, I'm Orla Barry.
From PRX.